Hello, everyone. All you fellow penguin hardship to hope tribe. I thought I'd make this. Been out of the program a little while, and I thought maybe you might need a little boost. So here's a boost. Just a reminder, you know, there are a lot of different ways to meditate. You can meditate walking. You can chant. You can use silence, guided meditations, visualizations. You can do it alone or in a group. There are just a lot of different ways to meditate. And so I'm introducing you to a couple of ways. Generally, it's about centering and grounding. And some sort of connecting with your body. We tend to be very disconnected from our body. So this is to kind of remind us that our body is there, and to consciously focus on it and notice what you're feeling in your body. Also, I am available to meet if you would like to meet for a session. You're absolutely welcome to do that. I'll remind you, my contact information is arthur.cook@nyspi.columbia.edu, or phone number 562-612-2712. All right. So like I said, it's been a little while, and we are meeting here in the next week or so. I know that things like being concerned that you might not maintain momentum or take the next step. And, you know, maybe some of the pressure, you know, the stuff that you're working on has gotten a little heavy. It can do that. And so let's, together, you can listen to my voice and maybe even visualize the group, each member of the group, to sort of help yourself reconnect with these people that you have gotten to know and are, you know, walking right there beside you. So let's get relaxed. Notice how you're sitting. Wherever your feet are, feel them. Maybe they're flat on the floor, or maybe you're laying down. Whatever the case, just notice your feet. Might even wiggle your toes around a little bit just to pay attention to them. And then let's move up to your spine. Your spine works hard a lot, keeping us upright, and our backs are usually where a lot of us keep stress, tension. So just notice your spine, the whole length from base of your skull all the way down to your behind. Just notice your whole spine. And then let's come around to the front and notice your heart. Your heart is a source of all of your life. It's also working really hard. And as you connect your feet and your spine and your heart, see if you notice that you're shifting a little in how you feel just by paying attention to your body. Now, as you're moving into maybe a little deeper state of relaxation, allow yourself to just let go for this period of time, this will be about 10 minutes. Just listen to my voice and let go for these few minutes. There's nothing to do, nothing you need to think about. And if thoughts keep coming, let them. You know, as I've said before, when you're beginning to go into a deep state of relaxation, a lot of stress and tension begins to release. And it will happen by sensations in your body. You'll notice different things. Maybe you'll notice some sort of sensation in your jaw, back of your head, around your neck, or you might start noticing a lot of racing thoughts. And essentially what's happening is, as you release that stress, that stress that's in form of thought begins to pour out, begins to release. So don't try to stop the thoughts or judge the thoughts. Find compassion. Just allow everything to move and release. And let yourself relax even more. You've shown a lot of courage, and you've taken steps to look at and to change things in your life at your own pace, in your own way. And maybe acknowledge the courage and the strength that you've shown as you've been doing that. And also just let in the feeling, notice how it feels to know that you're not doing this alone. There are others working on this same kind of thing. And so together, all of us, continue to do the work that we want to do to achieve the goals that are important to us. And you're doing it together. And if there's a lot of pressure, if you're feeling, you know, the pressure of trying to do things that are hard, acknowledge that. You might even notice that you might get inspiration or even little signs about ways that you can deal with the pressure and the stress. Maybe there's something really relaxing or really fun that pops into your mind that you'd like to do. Just take that as a little sign. Tuck it away. Know that that might be a good thing to try. You know, maybe a walk through a certain park you haven't been to in a while that you really like. Or calling somebody that's important to you that you haven't spoken to in a while. Whatever it is, just notice if anything comes. Maybe it won't. It's okay if it doesn't. This is your time and your space. You can make it anything you want. And as we begin to come back and we wrap up, the one thing that I'd like you to take with you is that feeling of being connected. To know and to feel what that feels like. And maybe it isn't easy to keep it all the time. That's why I'm doing this. To help be a reminder you're building new paths, you're building new behaviors. And we're doing it one little step at a time, bravely. but most importantly, we're doing it together. So allow yourself to begin to come back. You can move your body, stretch if you want, wiggle your toes. Notice what's around you, or what you smell, or colors, what you hear, maybe a plane in the background like there is here. Whatever it is, just notice what's around you. And come on back. Nice job.